Creation. Under the direction of Heavenly Father, Jesus Christ created the heavens and the earth. Mosiah chapter 3, verse 8. Moses chapter 2, verse 1. From Scripture revealed through the prophet Joseph Smith, we know that in the work of the creation, the Lord organized elements that had already existed. Abraham chapter 3, verse 24. He did not create the world out of nothing, as some people believe. The Scriptures also teach that Adam was the first man of all men. Moses chapter 1, verse 34. God created Adam and Eve in His own image, and in the image of His only begotten. Moses chapter 2, verses 26 and 27. The creation is an integral part of Heavenly Father's plan of salvation. It gives each of us the opportunity to come to the earth, where we receive a physical body and exercise our agency. In the premortal council of the gods, the following declaration was made: we will go down, for there is space there, and we will take of these materials, and we will make an earth whereon these may dwell, and we will prove them herewith, to see if they will do all things whatsoever the Lord their God shall command them. Abraham, chapter 3, verses 24 and 25. You are a spirit child of God, and your body is created in His image. To show your gratitude for these blessings, you can care for your body by obeying the word of wisdom and other commandments relating to your spiritual and physical health. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 89. Doctrine and Covenants, section 88, verse 124. You can also respect other people as children of God. As a beneficiary of all the beauties of creation, you can care for the earth and help preserve it for future generations. Additional references: Genesis chapters 1 and 2, Hebrews chapter 1, verses 1 and 2, 1 Nephi chapter 17, verse 36, Doctrine and Covenants, section 38, verses 1 through 3, section 59, verses 16 through 20, Moses chapters 1 through 3, Abraham chapters 4 and 5. See also God the Father, Jesus Christ, Plan of Salvation.